hundreds of years now, the Islamic world has been awaiting for him, the blessed person who will be instrumental in people attaining guidance, restore the moral values of Islam, and unite Muslims by dispersing the darkness over the Muslim world. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, our Prophet, peace be upon him, has personally imparted the glad tidings of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. He has described a great many highly significant phenomena that are portents of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. And just about all these have come about, one after the other, over the last few decades. The world is now preparing to welcome this holy person the Muslims have been awaiting for the last 1400 years. All Muslims are awaiting Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam with great love, fervor, and longing. According to the hadith, the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will take place in this century. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is active now, however, people still do not recognize him by his title. According to the hadith, the Islamic world will have the honor of becoming personally acquainted with Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam within the next few decades. The hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, contain thorough and detailed descriptions of the physical features of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, as well as of his moral virtues, life, and activities. And our Prophet, peace be upon him, does not provide such detailed information about anyone else or any other event that will take place in the centuries after him. In the hadith, our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals separate details for each of Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam physical features, using separate descriptive terms for each. He sometimes refers to a mole or a mark, a sign, or a seal, and likens these to a leaf, pearl, or star. In addition to all these, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam's complexion, hair and beard color, stature, build, the general outline of his face, the shape of his head and forehead, and features such as his eyebrows, nose, and teeth are all described in detail. Putting all this information together, it is clear that these features have never been seen together in one person. Our Lord has revealed through the Prophet, peace be upon him, such great detail in order to identify Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam to the entire world. This reveals how important it is for Muslims to be able to accurately recognize Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. When Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is encountered, inshallah all Muslims will personally see the accuracy of these astonishingly detailed descriptions of his physical characteristics. They will also be amazed to see how every stage of this holy individual's life, everything he does, everything that happens to him, and the moral values he displays in the face of them all, will be in complete agreement with the information revealed by our Prophet, peace be upon him, 14 centuries ago. And as a result of all this, they will be able to identify Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and realize that he is the one who has been awaited with great longing and love for so many years. There is no doubt that the hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, are the most important guides to Muslims as being able to identify Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. As a blessing from Allah, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, has made people acquainted with Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam through the most flawless descriptions, as if he had seen and known him and witnessed his life. Our Prophet's, peace be upon him, descriptions of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam are so detailed and explicit that when Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam appears, those who see him will, by Allah's leave, immediately be able to recognize him. Allah reveals in the Quran that the people of the book recognize our Prophet, peace be upon him, sent to them as a messenger in the same way they recognize their own sons. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Those we have given the book recognize him, the Prophet, as they recognize their own sons, yet a group of them knowingly conceal the truth. Surat al-Baqarah 146. In one respect, this verse also indicates how Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam can easily be recognized by these details revealed in the hadiths. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear from Turkey. In the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, it is mentioned that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will emerge from Turkey and will never leave until the end of his intellectual struggle. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will never leave Rome, the Turks, because Turkey used to be known as a region of Rome. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be born in a large city. In another hadith, it is mentioned that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will emerge from a big city. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "A man of the people of Medina, a great city, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will come to Mecca." Medina means big city. Thus, as our Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be born in Medina, in other words, in a big city. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will come from the village of Kara. In one of the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, it is mentioned that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be born in the village of Kara. It is said that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will come from the village of Kara. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be born at home. In the hadith, it is also mentioned that the birth of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be hidden. In other words, his birth will be at home. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam stated, "Our Qayyim Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will resemble the messengers of Allah in various ways. He will individually resemble Noah alayhi salam, Abraham alayhi salam, Moses alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam, Job alayhi salam, and Muhammad peace be upon him, and the other prophets. He will resemble Noah alayhi salam as being long-lived, Abraham alayhi salam in his birth being concealed at home and away from the public eye." Ali ibn Husayn Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam. His, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam birth will be hidden from people. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam name will be compatible with, but not identical to, that of our Prophet, peace be upon him. It is stated in the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, that Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam name will be compatible with that of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and that Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam father's name will be compatible with that of the father of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi report from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "His name will be compatible with mine, and his father's name with my father's." In a hadith narrated from Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Even if only one day is left to the life of this world, Allah will certainly prolong that day until the coming of a man, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, from the Ahl al-Bayt, whose name is compatible with mine." The hadiths emphasize that these names will be compatible with one another. In other words, one must not expect Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam to be directly called Ahmad or Muhammad, nor his father to go by the name of Abdullah. Allah knows the truth. Ahmad Muhammad Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is the name the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave to one who will come in the end times. It is the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, who called him by that name. In other words, his birth name will not be Ahmad Muhammad Mahdi. This is a name given him by Allah. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, does not say, "His name will be the same as mine." In the hadiths, he says, "It will be compatible with mine." In the same way, he says, "His father's name will be compatible with my father's name." There is a sign and a secret in this. Allah has selected the person he chooses in destiny and has given him the name Ahmad Muhammad Mahdi. Some being given or not being given that name at birth cannot change the situation in the slightest. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, kept the name of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam secret. Jabir quotes from Abu Jafar, "When Umar asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu about Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, he, Umar, said, 'O Ibn Abu Talib, Hazrat Ali, tell me about Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. What is his name?' And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, 'My dear close friend, our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah had made me promise not to reveal his, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, name to anybody until he would appear. His name is one of the knowledge which Allah entrusted upon his messenger.' Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu asked our Prophet, peace be upon him, to reveal the name of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. But our Prophet, peace be upon him, stated that his name would be kept as a secret until Allah would have him emerged, and that this was confidential information that Allah had entrusted upon him. We therefore understand that Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam name will be kept as a secret. In other words, will be unknown to people until its time to come. That is, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam name will not be one of the names of our Prophet, peace be upon him, such as Ahmad, Mustafa, or Muhammad, but it will be known by people only when he emerges. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be descended from our Prophet, peace be upon him. All the prophets are related to one another. According to the hadiths, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will also be descended from that same line. People descended from the Prophet, peace be upon him, are known as Sayyid. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals in the hadiths that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be descended from him, in other words, a Sayyid. If there were only one day left for the world, that day would be lengthened until man, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, from among my Ahl al-Bayt, will be sent. Days and nights will not end until one, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, from my Ahl al-Bayt, rules the entire world. Learn the glad tidings of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is from the Quraysh and is one of my house. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is one of my children. His face is like a star shining in the sky. In the Quran, it is revealed that all prophets are related to one another.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan.
Allah chose Adam and Noah, and the family of Abraham, and the family of Imran over all other beings, descendants one of the other. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Surah Al-Imran 33 and 34. One characteristic that will establish Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam identity is his descent from Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. People descended from Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, grandson of the Prophet peace be upon him, through his daughter Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anhu, are known as Sayyid in Islamic culture. In the hadiths, our Prophet peace be upon him has revealed that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will have distinctive and distinguishing features so that the Muslims can recognize him. One of these is that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be descended from Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. We are told in detail in the hadiths and in the works of Islamic scholars who handed down the hadiths that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is a Sayyid and a descendant of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. Some of these hadiths read, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is a child of Fatima and descended from Hassan.
Abd al-Ghafir al-Farisi, in his book Majma' al-Ghuraib, and Ibn al-Jawzi in Fi Gharib al-Hadith, and Ibn al-Athir in al-Nihaya, have said this about the Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu hadith.
Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is descended from Hazrat Hassan. Tamam in his Fawaid and Ibn al-Atakir relate from Abdullah ibn Amr that he said, a child of Hassan, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will appear from the east. According to another hadith that has come down from Hazrat Ali, he looked at his son Hazrat Hassan one day and said, as named by the Prophet, peace be upon him, this son of mine is a Sayyid. Someone, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, known by the name of the Prophet, will come from his, Hazrat Hassan's, line and will resemble him, the Prophet, peace be upon him, in moral virtues. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will begin work between the age of 30 and 40. In the hadiths, our Prophet peace be upon him refers to the years when Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is still unknown to people, when he begins work to bring about the global dominion of Islamic morals. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, who is described as being in his 30s or 40s during this period, will attract people's notice with his activities, and these will be the years when people follow what he does. However, people will not know that he is Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam during this time, and they will only realize the truth very much later. The following information about the age of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is provided in the hadith. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will be sent when he is between 30 and 40 years old. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is one of my children. He is around 40. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is one of my line. He is 40 years old. His face is like a bright star. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is a young man. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be of advanced age when he is recognized by the public, but will look young. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will age as time passes just like all other people. Yet Allah will preserve his youthful appearance, and he will look 40 even in advanced years. Therefore, this will also be a distinguishing feature of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. People will recognize Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam by the way he still looks extraordinarily young, despite his advancing age, and maintains his physical beauty. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, describes this characteristic of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam as follows in the hadiths. And one of his, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, signs is that he will not age with the passage of days and nights. The promised Qaim, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will arise advanced in age, but will have a youthful appearance. He will be long-lived and have a youthful face. People who see him will think he is a man aged around 40, and he will not age until Allah's command arrives. From Abu Sa'id, Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam said, during his, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, time of occultation, Allah will extend his life, and he will then manifest him with his power, looking younger than 40. And this will be so that people know of Allah's omnipotence. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is of medium stature, like our Prophet peace be upon him. Our Prophet peace be upon him is described as being of medium height in accounts. Anas bin Malik stated that the Messenger of Allah peace be upon him was of middling height. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam too will be of average height, like our Prophet peace be upon him. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be of average height. According to the accounts by Abu Abdullah Nu'aym ibn Hamad from Abu Jafar bin Muhammad bin Ali al-Bakir, Hazrat Ali was asked about the attributes of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and he replied, he, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is of medium height and a young man with a beautiful face. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is one of those of medium stature. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will be of medium height, with a beautiful face and hair. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is very majestic and sturdily built. It is stated in the hadiths that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be majestic, sturdily built, and have a striking appearance. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is a majestic individual, with a broad brow. Al-Harith ibn Mughira al-Nasri says, when I asked Imam Jafar Sadiq, how will the Imam Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam be recognized? He replied, by his grandeur and dignity. Abu Jarud says, when I asked Imam Muhammad Bakir alayhi salam, how will the Imam Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam be known? He replied, by his spiritual guidance and grandeur, and by the great Muhammad's repetition of his, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, virtues. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam resembles the children of Israel in appearance. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has revealed in the hadiths that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will resemble the children of Israel in appearance. The reference in the hadiths to the Bnai Israel means that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be physically powerful and majestic. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is like one of the people of Israel. His demeanor resembles theirs. It is majestic and wise. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is one of my grandchildren. His body resembles those of the people of Israel. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will resemble one of the Israelites in his external appearance. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam stature and posture resembles those of the people of Israel. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam body is broad. One of the features of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam revealed by our Prophet peace be upon him is that, just like the Prophet peace be upon him, his whole body will be very broad, or in other words, majestic. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is large of body. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam stomach is wide. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is described as having a body that is entirely majestic and broad, and his stomach will be wide in proportion to the rest of his body. He has a wide stomach. His eyebrows are closed. His legs are very energetic. His shoulders are wide. His, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, stomach is large, and the space between his thighs is open. In another hadith, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam again mentions about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the following words: "He shall have a clear and wide belly, broad thighs." His Eminence Abu Ja'far Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, through his forefathers, has narrated from the chief of Al Bayt, His Eminence Commander of the Believers alayhi salam, that His Eminence proclaimed from the pulpit: "In the last age, a man from my progeny, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, would rise, having a clear and wide belly." It is related from Humran bin Ayan that Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam was told, "Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will have a wide stomach." Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam shoulders are wide. Another hadith notes that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, whose whole body is broad and majestic, will also have broad shoulders in proportion to the rest of his body. From Yahya bin Nufal, indeed Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam raises his hands and supplicates after afternoon prayer. I inquire from him, saying, "For whom did you offer prayer?" He said, "For Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, among the family of Muhammad, peace be upon him." And continued, "His shoulders are wide." Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam thighs are broad and with a gap between them. Since Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will have a wide stomach, his thighs will naturally be broad as well. In another hadith, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam again mentions about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the following words: "He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, shall have a wide forehead and a clear and wide belly, broad thighs." The space between his, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, thighs is open. His Eminence Abu Ja'far Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, through his forefathers, has narrated from the chief of Al-Bayt, His Eminence Commander of the Believers alayhi salam, that His Eminence proclaimed from the pulpit: "In the last age, a man from my progeny, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, would rise, having a clear and wide belly, and his thighs would be broad, and his bones shall be long, big and prominent." Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam gait is also extraordinarily majestic. Because of the breadth of his thighs and the space between them, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam gait will also be exceedingly majestic, and his feet will point outward. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, speaks of this characteristic of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam as follows. One feature of his is that as he walks there is a space between his thighs, and they are at a distance from one another. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam uses his hand to emphasize what he is saying. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will use his hands when he talks. He will move his hand as he wishes to emphasize what he is saying, and people will see those motions. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will strike his left knee with his right hand when he speaks slowly and steadily. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam complexion is Arabic, like that of our Prophet, peace be upon him. In other words, a white tending to red. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, had a reddish-white complexion, which is the Arab complexion. However, the visible parts of his skin were nearer to dark because of the sun and the wind. We understand from the traditions that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be the same color as the Prophet, peace be upon him. The complexion of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, is described as follows in Islamic reference sources. Anas ibn Malik said this about the Prophet's, peace be upon him, complexion. He was white, but a darkish white. It was a luminous reddish white. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu narrates, our Prophet's, peace be upon him, complexion was white and bright, a luminous white. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates, his, the Prophet's, peace be upon him, complexion was neither pure white nor too dark. Our master, peace be upon him, was a whitish pink in color. The accounts show that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam has the same complexion as that of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is Arab in coloring. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is Arab in coloring. His Eminence Abu Ja'far Imam Muhammad Bakir alayhi salam, through his forefathers, has narrated from the chief of Ahlul Bayt, His Eminence, Commander of the Believers, alayhi salam, that His Eminence proclaimed from the pulpit, in the last age, a man from my progeny, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, would rise having a fair complexion that has some redness hue. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is one of my grandchildren. His complexion resembles that of the Arabs, reddish white, and his body resembles those of the people of Israel.
In this film, we have seen details regarding Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam birth, name, line of descent, age, and general appearance. In the second part, we shall be looking at features on Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam face and body that allow him to be recognized and have been given in astonishing detail.